Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
The Joyce Kaufman Podcast is being brought to you by Code Red Roofers, South Florida's leading residential and commercial roof experts. Code Red Roofers, roofers that respond. Call 844-4-CODE-RED or visit coderedroofers.com.
Shortly after nightfall, IDF ground forces crossed into southern Gaza and advanced on eastern Rafah while jets pummeled the city from overhead. Since yesterday's attack by Hamas on IDF positions in Kerem Shalom, which killed four soldiers and blew up the fake hostage deal negotiations, Israel's war cabinet unanimously voted to push forward with a ground assault, even after the U.S. seemed to conspire with Hamas to create a new ceasefire deal. The surprise ground assault occurred 24 hours after Israel started warning residents of Rafah to evacuate. Reports indicate that Joe Biden spoke with Prime Minister Netanyahu just before the IDF forces launched their ground operation in order to express his opposition to the move. Netanyahu clearly ignored Biden's request. In the first phase of the attack, Israel appears to be planning on capturing the Rafah crossing. Reports are flowing in about heavy fighting on the ground and increased airstrikes throughout Rafah. According to Arab reports, three IDF tanks have arrived at a distance of about 200 meters from the Rafah crossing, and they are firing at buildings in the crossing. The aim is to take the crossing and begin to control the border between Egypt and Gaza. The surprise attack at the end of Holocaust Remembrance Day shifts the momentum back to the IDF and also packages the Rafah operation as a sort of battle for Israel's own salvation against the Nazis of our own time. Connecting the battle over Rafah with the Holocaust unifies the country, reminding the populace on why the IDF must push ahead. The cabinet decided on the evacuation on Sunday night, with Defense Minister Yoav Gallant informing U.S. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin of the decision overnight. The area initially designated for evacuation contains around 100,000 people. U.S. President Joe Biden told Prime Minister Netanyahu during a phone call yesterday that a ceasefire deal with Hamas was the best way to protect the lives of the 132 hostages still held by the terrorist organization in Gaza. Biden expressed his concerns over the imminent military operation. The call took place as Hamas claimed it had accepted a ceasefire deal proposed by mediators in what senior officials in Jerusalem described as an exercise by Hamas meant to present Israel as the refuser. The proposal that Hamas claimed to have agreed to is unknown to Israel and the United States and did not come up in Netanyahu's conversation with Biden. This is the report from a senior Israeli political official cited by Ynet News. The invasion shatters the assumption on the part of the Americans that Bibi will just fold.
The Joyce Kaufman Podcast has been brought to you by Code Red Roofers, South Florida's leading residential and commercial roof experts. Code Red Roofers, roofers that respond. Call 844-4-CODE-RED or visit coderedroofers.com.